Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in the book of Mark, and we're going to finish up chapter 12 today, verses 35 through 44 in the World English Bible. We use that translation because it is free for me to use, and so that's why I use it. Some of you have asked me that recently. I just wanted to address that. Also, I just feel really heavy burden today. For those of you walking through church hurt or spiritual abuse, I just want to let you know that your story does count and it matters. And if you have been silenced or not listened to or dismissed or called bitter, I am so sorry that that has been your experience. And I just want to give you space for that, that you're normal. And a lot of us have walked through this as well. So anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge that. Okay, Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 44, this is what it says. Jesus responded as he taught in the temple, "How is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? For David himself said in the Holy Spirit, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet,' from Psalm 110:1. Therefore, David himself calls himself Lord, so how can he be his son? The common people heard him gladly. In Jesus' teaching, he said to them, 'Beware of the scribes, who like to walk in long robes and to get greetings in the marketplaces and the best seats in the synagogues and the best places at all feasts. Those who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, these will receive greater condemnation.' Jesus sat down opposite of the treasury and saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Many who were rich cast in much. A poor widow came and she cast in two small brass coins, which equal a quadrans coin. He called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Most certainly I tell you, this poor widow gave more than all those who are giving into the treasury. For they all gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had to live on.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, of course, first, as I scheduled my tithe actually today, I am reminded of the importance of generosity and holding our hands open to give to those in need and to give to the work of the kingdom. And so, Lord, help us to reevaluate the way we're spending our money and to come to you with open hands like that, Lord. And thank you for the example of this widow who sacrificed all. She surrendered all to you in her dedication for you. She so believed that you would provide for her that she outrageously gave it all. And Lord, I think for many of us, on a metaphorical realm, we surrender all because you are worth surrendering all to. And we trust that you are the God who provides. It's not our job anymore to provide for ourselves. It's your job. Lord, thanks for this warning about the scribes who like to walk around in their long robes. And as I talked about earlier in this podcast today, those of us who have been harmed by church, this is a very poignant verse that helps us to understand that you saw it too. You saw religious superiority. You saw pride going before a fall. You saw religious systems that oppressed people. You saw that people were marginalized underneath the oppression of this religious system that was more interested in getting great greetings in the marketplace than in finding the outcasts of the kingdom. And Jesus, as I look at your life, you were not seeking out the spectacular. You sought out men and women who were ordinary people, workaday people, who society did not herald as anything important. And so, Lord, I'm going to just flip that on its head and say, please help me to become more like that, to notice the people in the background, to be kind to those who are not esteemed. And Lord, as Patrick and I settle into a new church, help us to notice the people that are not being noticed and not to try to curry favor with the popular crowd or however that might look, Lord, but to serve. And thank you so much for your words that even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give your life as a ransom for many. So Lord, help us to live in light of how you live, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for praying for and listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by KathyHoward.org. She's a Bible teacher, a speaker. She's the author of 14 books, Bible studies, and devotionals. And her passion is to teach others solid Bible study principles and equip them with practical tools so that they can constantly dig into God's word for themselves, mine its truths, and eagerly apply those truths to their lives. You can find a lot of things on her blog at KathyHoward.org, her website. There's a resources page full of free downloadable helps. She has a Bible reading journal that is new. It's called the Deep Rooted Journal, and you can find it on her website as well. This has 50 pages of journaling, book background worksheets for the book of the Bible that you're reading. She has a 4-hour Bible study method, lots of Bible study helps, 6 Bible reading plans, super great since I just brought hundreds of people to the 90-day Bible reading challenge, and scripture memory tips, which is something I really want to pick up again. I have fallen short lately of my memorization. So Kathy, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And again, her name is Kathy with a K, so it's KathyHoward.org, and you can find out more there.